exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name.
Praise the Lord. You are listening to True Bible Mission for Jesus Church, located at 6010 West Mill Road, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the pastor is Elaine Allen.
Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord. Forever His truth shall in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
The Lord, is chat time.
Praise the Lord, it's chat time.
Yes, praise the Lord, it's chat time again. This week, we will continue our discussion of current events and scriptures.
Praise the Lord. So this week, I want to talk about some current events. And some, I don't know, some are unusual, some are not so unusual. And the one I saw was Jesus Christ sends a letter to Oprah Winfrey. Now, will she consider running for president? Oprah Winfrey recently has said that she would need a sign from God before being convinced to run for president. And it looks like she may have just gotten it. Not too long ago, Gail King, her friend, shared a photo of a letter. The media mogul and star of the new movie Wrinkle in Time received from Jesus Christ.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. And actually, this person is a Maine resident, M-A-I-N-E. And God, if you think I'm... This is Oprah saying when she went into prayer, God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me. It has been so clear that... And it has to be so clear that not even I can miss it. And she never got that, but she got a letter from an 83-year-old person named Jesus Christ from North Waterboro, Maine, who admitted that she often gets ridiculed for her name. Most of them think I'm plain crazy and ignore me, but Christ claimed that she didn't know there was speculation about Winfrey running for president. She did, however, say she would vote for the television personality if she were to run. So,
here I'm thinking the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's a person named Jesus Christ.
There is a person.
So, it's not alleged. She received a letter from someone named Jesus Christ, but not from Jesus Christ himself, naturally. But I'm thinking, I don't know. I guess, why do they think she would be qualified to? I guess they figured if Trump could do it, so can she. You know?
That's probably the reason why it shouldn't be done.
Right.
That didn't work so well. I don't know why anybody would want to. That's a headache in itself.
Because the American government is so corrupt. I mean, it'd be different if it wasn't. But as a nation, the government is corrupt.
Now, I got this next article I got from somebody, and it says, at first I dismissed it, but then I got to thinking, a giant U.S. retail corporation just filed a patent for autonomous autonomous robot bees.
Oh, to do pollination.
Right.
Because they're having a bee shortage.
Technically called pollination drones that could potentially pollinate crops just like real bees. The drones would carry pollen from one plant to another using sensors and cameras to detect the locations of the crops. And the company that did this was Walmart. They filed a patent for this. So while Walmart's exact goal for these patents is unclear, they may signal that the company hopes to venture into agriculture and gain more control over its food supply chain.
That might be, but I remember reading years ago, I guess certain urbanization, chemicals, pollutants, that the bee population was being threatened, and they were saying that if it continued, they would have problems with crops.
Right.
So maybe Walmart, seeing the potential danger in the future, it would help with crops, but it also would corner the market. See,
well, Harvard University researchers introduced the first robo bees in 2013, and at the time, the bee-sized robots could only fly and hover midair when tethered to a power source, but they have advanced since then. Today, the robo-bees can stick to surfaces, swim underwater, dive in and out of water, and the researchers believe these robo-bees could soon artificially pollinate fields of crops. So, though Harvard's bees can do several tricks, they can't be remotely controlled.
And yeah, and that's a problem. And my only other thought is that if you would release something like that, and there are natural bees, and if they're territorial, you know, not realizing that, you know, that it's just a mechanism, I'm thinking they might even decrease the natural population even more if they try to defend their territory against mechanical bees.
Well, anyway, in reading this article, I was thinking about what the Lord says, how man will destroy one-third of the water, one-third of the earth.
One-third of the fowls of the air, one-third of the in the sea.
And I'm thinking how things are being, they're becoming...
compromised, even now.
Extinct.
Yes.
That's not what I'm thinking. Isn't there a scripture in there? I believe that's in Revelation somewhere about something coming.
I recall the Lord talking about in Revelations, I believe, or in one of the prophetic books, could be Daniel or Ezekiel, about like a type of a locust. So, but I took it to be spiritual because of the description. But I do believe that man, by tampering with things that he basically has no business tampering with, that they'll probably end up with hybrids. And no matter how they try to address it, anything that's mutated usually is inferior to the original. But I can understand them wanting to have some means of pollinizing crops because the bee population is being threatened. But I'm thinking by them doing that, they'll probably threaten the population even more. You know, so just because Lord God gives them the wisdom, just because he can do something, doesn't mean that he should do it.
Well, that's not the only thing. You know, things are becoming extinct, and because of what we do or we don't do. I was reading an article about Toys R Us, how they went out of business, although I think someone is going to try to revive them. But this article about Toys R Us said that it led to bankruptcy and closing because the population growth. You know, people aren't having as many children. This article was written.
Is that why they closed? Because I don't know. That's
it was just saying
reason.
That a shortage of kids.
I don't believe that. How many children
economic
do you need?
Growth is extremely difficult without population growth.
I don't believe that. There's plenty of kids. Maybe
sure.
They're just not buying the products.
From Toys R Us.
Well, the other reason that they were saying is that technology. you know, they're so engrossed in the phones and the iPads and the and
well,
all that.
I think they
and
have to
they
be...
don't want kid toys, you know.
Well, I do think they have a tendency right now to give children access to iPads and smartphones, and I think they're too young for those type of toys because they're glued. They don't interact. They're so they become almost antisocial, you know, and they get to the point where they become glued to the screen and they don't talk. You know, the skills that you develop where you meet people, look them in the eye, and that confidence that you have for speaking. I think a lot of children lack that because there's not that much interaction. But you can't blame it on lack of population. I think there are plenty of children. I mean, how many? And so now, you, instead of having 10 million kids, you're having 9 million. I mean, how many children do you need in order to make a profit?
And then the other thing is how we purchase things has changed.
Right.
You know, with the growth of Amazon or online shopping, that makes it difficult for regular
Unless they change the way they market, unless they have like more hands-on. Like I'm pretty sure a lot of them would probably come to the store if you had like live demonstration of drones. If you had live competition for, you know, certain sports cars, radio controlled cars, planes, helicopters, whatever. You know, if you had creative type of events, I believe more people would show. I just don't think they should blame it on the population because you have foreign interests, you have foreign markets. I just think they have to get more creative. And as we become more creative, I just think, you know, as people, they become entertained. I believe this is a generation of entertainment that they don't get really involved or serious or really committed to God's word. They want to be amused.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should just do online stuff. And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Some people still order stuff for their kids. Sometimes it's from Amazon and things like that.
I believe people order, but this is what I would tell a person who is going into a business. If everybody flows in the direction of online, it's going to create a vacuum.
I don't think it's just online.
Well,
Walmart, you know, Walmart has come out with a huge toy department.
I know, but Walmart isn't really frequented by, you know, there are certain people who go to Walmart, but there are a lot of people who don't even visit Walmart. You know, I never went to a Walmart until they built one recently in the neighborhood. I just didn't go. But and then I only go as a last resort. So I'm thinking if they witness everything going towards online, then that creates a vacuum for people who like to do things hands-on.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. I want to talk about movies and plays and the Oscars. And I realize the Oscars have been, you know, a little while back. But I can't, and I'm either very, very naive. I don't go to the movies. I wait until they come out. Mm. And so I thought the movie that won The Shape of Water, and I ran across this article that said it was beautifully crafted, but I think it's just trash. I don't know. Mm. Actually, when I found out what it really was like, I thought it had something to do with ecology and lead in the water and how people, that you know how the shape of water is changing because of contaminants. And I was appalled to find out that someone was telling me what it was really like. And it's about an amphibious, man-like creature which was captured in the Amazon. It's taken to a government research lab, and a janitor named Alyssa falls in love with the creature and helps it escape to her apartment where they engage in sex.
And so what, did he stay in the bathtub? So I have no idea. You know,
I found out what it was
right,
about,
it's stupid.
I couldn't believe it.
A hyped up version of the creature from the Black Lagoon. It's basically that.
I mean, where is the mind? Where's the mind of people?
In the gutter.
I mean,
It's in the gutter, and they can't come up with anything except for the base things in life, you know. And so you get to the point where it's not even
don't
entertainment.
Want to see they're healthy,
and I guess not. Because I wouldn't waste my money.
I mean, the writer of this article, you know, was saying that it's nothing but trash. But and there are good films out there, like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. But I can't picture people nowadays wanting to see that.
No.
You know, where it says an ordinary man discovers how corrupt the political system is, and then he...
Well, they have Trump for that. They don't have to...
Chariots of Fire.
Watch Mr. Smith. That's reality TV right there. I mean, in a...
It's a waste of money then.
Yeah.
Or The Apostle, starring Robert Duvall, about a deeply flawed preacher who loses his family and his church, and who begins all over again in the bayou.
I can't hardly take films that are supposedly based upon religion. I just, because it's so skewed, until I avoid them altogether.
Or
so
you can't take it with you. Teaches that life is not about piling up money, but doing. But this perverted stuff,
right.
Is I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that people
sit there and watch stuff like that.
Voted on it being such a good...
I can't either.
Well, I'm hoping they watched it when they voted, because if they just voted blindly, then they're probably going to feel like you. But
it could be. They might not even watch it.
But if they...
The Shape of Water?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You got to figure out how do you get the shape of water out of a creature, though?
I don't know.
Quite. You're talking a body of water and a creature. That's two
different. I have no
idea.
What's
the shape of the creature?
Mm-mm. Right. And see, and you can be surprised, because something could sound religious and it turns out not to be, like the movie Noah. That's the last time I decided right then and there I wasn't going to go and try to watch any more religious films. That was enough for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of trash out there, I'm telling you, and people want trash. They
yes.
want to see perverted things. They want to see...
And I don't want to pay for it.
I mean, because Shape of Water is... probably could be fall in the category of bestiality,
right?
You know, which the Lord said is an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next play depicts a transgender Jesus transgender Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A ban on the highly controversial play by Scottish playwright Joe Clifford titled "The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven,"
right,
has been lifted, and now audiences in Brazil can flock to the theater to see Jesus Christ portrayed as transgender.
Now we're pushing it. That's
right.
And
the judge said,
and the judge
told the Christians,
they went to the court on this,
right.
And they said,
just don't watch it.
There's no reason to bring it to court. He felt like it was wasting his time. He said, just don't watch it. Just don't go to see it.
That would speak volumes to artists and writers if people would just not go see that kind of stuff.
So
maybe they wouldn't write that.
The play was first shown in Glasgow in 2009, and 300 protesters held a demonstration outside the theater in opposition. One protester said she had not seen the play, but said, you don't need to go near a sewer to know that it stinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Well, they have an Antichrist spirit. It's coming to an end.
No. Everybody, you know, people are going to watch Wrinkle in Time. And the screen... Now, you read the book... I read this years and years ago.
I read it with my son as some kind of book boy, I'll tell you.
But it has, the screenwriter explains in this article that I got off of ChristianHeadlines.com, she explains why she omitted Christian themes. She said she wanted the film to be more inclusive. And I don't, when I read the book, years ago, I don't remember. I don't know exactly what she means.
Yeah.
To include more people, unless this movie is a lot different
from the book
than
itself.
What I read in the book, because I went away believing that it was a book about good and evil and how good. people, you know,
triumphs over the evil.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't understand. But all we have to do is just pay attention to what we're listening to, what we're putting into our minds and right. hearts. You know, you just don't realize it's so subtle.
Right, and that's how so the enemy is.
Subtle. You don't realize, and you look at the special effects. You look at the dress, the how the makeup is. You know, because I would imagine they had to really have a lot of special effects and makeup and gowns and everything for The Wrinkle in Time.
Right, but I don't see why. I know a lot of children want to see it, but after a while, I don't see why parents would even bother. I mean, you put a name, a big name to it, like Oprah, and people go because, you know, they're fans of her.
Because of. Right. But the film has not received a very favorable rating from critics or audiences. So
that's about right.
But, and then remember we talked about Joy Behar, who was making fun of Mike Pence, the vice president, about his Christian faith and talking to God. And what she did is she said that if he's talking to Jesus or he hears the Lord speaking to him, that's akin to mental illness, you know. So she recently apologized for her comments about his faith.
Amos got a lot of hate mail.
It was an on-air apology. And then I think she even contacted him, wrote a letter to him, and apologized.
Yeah, their approval rating must have gone down enough for them to say, you have to fix this.
And then she said, I think Vice President Pence is right. On the show, The View, speaking directly to the camera, I was raised to respect everyone's religious faith, and I fell short of that. I sincerely apologize for what I said.
Yeah, I can't
picture. And then they posted that on the YouTube page of The View, and
Which I, now that she's done it, you know, we move on from there. But I know it probably took a lot to get her to do that.
I don't know. I mean, if it affects your livelihood,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
I suppose.
You're out of a job. That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then someone sent me this article from the Huffington Post. A teacher's gun goes off in a lesson about gun safety.
Which is the first thing you do is you unload your gun.
A teacher who is also a reserve cop accidentally discharged his gun on... recently while teaching a public safety class at a high school in California. You know, he was facing the gun up.
But how did how did three get injured? What did he do, blow the light out?
A bullet hit the ceiling of the high school.
He must have one.
Fragments from the shot struck one student in the neck. Two others suffered minor injuries as well. So
and they want to put guns in the school.
Right.
The cop
so he must
handle his
he must have had one in the chamber. Can. So he probably cleared the clip and then probably didn't check the chamber or thought he had and then double checked before he gave the lecture.
But this is a cop. We're supposed to know to do this.
He's supposed to double check, right? Because I've gone to gun safety classes and the person checked and then they checked again. And it's like they double checked and then they triple checked to make sure that the gun was absolutely
empty.
Well,
he didn't know. I don't know. I guess they're investigating. They're going to be looking into things and he's placed on leave.
They should have taken a blood sample.
The investigation that they want to know why he was displaying a loaded firearm in a class.
He's going to tell me he thought that unless it was actually loaded. Now, if he didn't even take the clip out, then something's wrong. Seriously.
But that is a lesson.
I don't believe in arming teachers and telling them they are responsible for protecting the children. No way.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I don't know. I don't. I mean, I understand that there's this movement to protect the children,
But I don't think that the first response should be to arm themselves. I'm thinking that the value system, because life has become cheap now in the United States, you know, and with each passing atrocity, it's like they're not sensitive to the lives that are lost. It's like after a while.
Why don't we just have the what do you call the metal detector things at all of the doors now instead of some of the doors and just solve this problem?
I don't know if that's any one. I mean, that probably could contribute. But you know, there's an argument that says people say that you should be buzzed into the school. Well, I not too long ago picked up a child from school, and I buzzed. They didn't ask who I was. They didn't ask anything about me. What was my name or anything? They just, the buzzer buzzed and I opened up the door and I went in. You know, so there are a lot of different issues. I mean, you have to look at the whole big picture, not just giving guns to teachers, you know.
Right. Or expecting that that's the only way a person could come in and do damage. See, it's because they'll be so busy concentrating on gun control. They'll come in and do something else.
Well, this is a topic that's we'll continue talking about.
Yes, praise the Lord and let everything that have breath praise the Lord. This week's verse of the day comes from Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ain't God all right?
God is all right.
Praise the Lord and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Last week's food for thought was, where does anger rest? And the answer is in the bosom of fools, and this can be found in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, which reads, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. This week's food for thought is, where will you find the heart of the wise? Hint, the Bible, and that's food for thought.